Virginia's data center economy quietly crossed a threshold this week, not with a press conference, but with a tax bill. September is the first month the state is actually collecting its new 11 mils per kilowatt hour energy consumption tax on data centers, the opening installment of a projected $600 million a year. Richmond is now financially invested in keeping the industry growing, while the counties hosting it are trying to claw back planning leverage they gave away a decade ago. Those two impulses collide most visibly in Loudoun, where supervisors voted 6-1, with two absent, to ask the county attorney whether they can legally pause 17 pending data center applications currently shielded by grandfathering. The board revisits the question October 6th. If the county attorney returns with a defensible mechanism, Prince William and Fauquier inherit the template immediately. If not, the fight moves project by project. The approach Fairfax is already running, with a Vienna Cloud expansion heading to a September 24th Planning Commission hearing. Separate from that cluster entirely, Senior U.S. District Judge Robert Payne issued a preliminary injunction September 1st, blocking Virginia from enforcing key provisions of its new law restricting cooperation with federal immigration authorities. Existing 287G agreements between local sheriffs and ICE continue while the case proceeds. On jobs, Chantilly-based Amentum won a $974 million, 10-year NASA Langley Research Center contract, running through September 2036, anchoring long-duration federal work in Hampton. And Twain Lumber committed $7.4 million to reopen the former Teal Jones Sawmill in Henry County, 74 jobs, and $51 million in in-state timber purchases over 3 years. William and Mary launched a new applied AI major this week. Flags fly at half-staff statewide September 11th, marking the 25th anniversary of the attacks, a commemoration with particular weight across the region's defense and intelligence workforce. Dominion's biennial rate review filing lands at the SCC on or about September 15th, the next hard deadline to watch. For the full briefing, plus events, things to do in your neck of the woods, and ways to give back close to home,